ISIS will be diminished. ISIS was created and now almost job completed, and now it must be diminished. It doesn't mean that terror will be finished in the area, especially in Syria and Iraq. It doesn't mean the situation will be fully stable and fully democracy, as some people are dreaming about. No, the game will be continued, but ISIS will be diminished, not fully completed, but diminished. In this respect, what is important for the Middle East, Israel was safe, and it is safe, and it will be safe. Turkey is being weakened, and it's going to be more weakened, and it has to be go back to the right size of it. That was the biggest power wanted in the area. So a reconciliation of Turkey with Russia and with Israel or with any other countries, especially maybe inside with Kurds again, and maybe begging Öcalan, Abdullah Öcalan, to make some more peace process in order for making internal peace as well. All these things coming back from the kind of awakening of the Erdogan team and himself, that they did so much wrong and they have to come back to their own size and their own actual way of starting to make pursuing another policy, new refreshment with others. But it doesn't mean this is affecting the peace process in Israel and Palestine or affecting the terror diminution of Syria and Iraq as a Middle East big hot area. What is important, we have to know both big powers, West as America and other allies, and Russia on the other hand, are very much controlling what is going on, and there's nothing out of control, nothing to be panicked by them with regard to the Russia, with regard to Syria and Iraq and all the terror in the area. Nothing is panicked with regards to the Iran and the security of Israel, even on the other hand, because Iran are very clever and they are very much know how to make a diplomacy with West and not doing something that they cannot do it. Okay, sometimes some strange leaders of Iran say something about we're going to wipe Israel from the map or some kind of talk like that or helping Palestinians. But in actual way, Iran doesn't do any step to make the situation worse. Iran now is looking for making Shia extend in the Islamic world, not outside the Islamic world, mainly in Bahrain, in Syria, in Lebanon, in Iraq. So the Shiaism and making the Shia and Iran will kind to be kept is more than enough. But Turkey, on the other hand, want the way that Sunni bloc must be led by Turkey. This dream has never happened because Saudi is still there, Qatar is still there, and America are very cleverly trying to manage this and everything under their control at the moment. So the situation will go for a long time like that, and Turkey will going to be back to the normal size as it used to have and he has at the moment. So they show the mirror to Turkey that they tell, hey, this is you, and you have to show yourself really.